mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Whoever said being a Christian was easy? It's not. Being a Christian is hard. You have an enemy. As soon as you believe and are baptized, the devil paints a target on your back. And he's up to his crafty ways all the time in your life, laying things in your paths. Our lives are filled with burdens and fears and worries, stresses and anxieties. The devil has his arrows pointed at you every day. It's hard to walk the way. Every one of you is dealing with your own arrows. Life gets hard. Sometimes we wonder, how could we have got so angry? How did that even happen? The devil strikes us with confusion. I look out and I see a world that is so confused. And not just the world, even my own heart. He likes to get you to doubt that you are fearfully and wonderfully and beautifully made, so that when you look in the mirror, all you see is ugliness and imperfections and brokenness. He loves it when you're confused. And there's so many times in our lives where it just simply looks like the devil's winning. Looks like he's winning. And we stumble along this path and we get our cuts and bruises. We get torn and tattered. And we lift up our eyes to look ahead out into the world and we see that the devil's already gone ahead of us there too. He's already done his familiar attacks out in the world. I look out at this world and I see one that is so broken. A world that is so lost, so far fallen from God's plan, so blind that they can't even be found anymore. The world seems so unsavable these days. It seems so backwards. It seems so broken. But the gospel soothes us and the Spirit of God lives within us and we put gauze on our wounds and we go out into the world that we know is lost and we reach out to these people. But then, oh, the worries and the fears and the stresses, they come back over us all anew that we won't share the gospel right. That somehow we'll mess it up. We won't say the right word. We won't come up with the right thing. And we worry about our effectiveness of being an evangelist. The life of a Christian is always in this tension. That every person we come across, we feel this need to share the gospel with them, but yet we fear that we'll do it wrong. And so we just want to run back to our house and hide in the closet and not do anything at all. The devil just laughs at our confusion and all of our fears and worries and stresses and burdens. It looks like he's winning. Jesus sends out 72 ahead of him into towns that he's going to prepare for his arrival. And these 72 have the same stresses, the same burdens, the same enemy pointing his arrow at them. They're afraid of the devil. They're scared to death of his demons. But Jesus, I know with this grin in his face, I'm sure. I mean, he's the king of the universe, the king of the cosmos. He's king over all things. Everything is under his control. He is all powerful. And so he knows what's going to happen. But he sends out the 72 and he says, go on, go. I'm sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Go, go on. You feel like that today? I feel like that more and more each day as a lamb going out in the midst of wolves. Every time you step out in the world, every time you log in online, it just seems like more and more people hate you. That the devil seems to be winning more and more each day. The harvest is not plentiful, it's scarce. people are so lost and backwards, they're unsavable. They're so lost that they can't even be found. And sickness and death strike close family members in times where it hurts the worst. The devil seems to be winning all the time. Worries and fears and burdens of these 72. They go out to wage this spiritual battle with these evil forces that they're scared to death of. I could just see them thinking, Lord, you play with fire, you're going to get burned. Then we'd rather go back to our house and hide in the closet, just like we would. Jesus, go on, I'm sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Oh, and without any consideration, don't take any money. Don't even take a backpack with your possessions. Don't even take shoes for your feet. Just go. Talk about being bait for the wolves. Nothing to defend yourself except this promise. The one who hears you hears me. You have my word. That's all you need. Go, you'll see. That is, 72 are filled with all these worries and fears. They're scared to death of the devil and all of his demons. But then there's this complete 180 in the next two verses of the story. I feel like there should be a whole nother letter in the scriptures that detail what happens between verse 16 and 17. Jesus says to these 72, the one who hears you hears me. And the one who rejects you rejects me, and the one who rejects me rejects him who sent me. And the 72 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. They returned with joy. What happened when they went out? I wish we had stories about their journeys, what they saw, where they stayed, who they talked to. They go out filled with all this fear, all this worry, all these stresses, and they return with joy. Filled with joy over the things that they saw. What they must have saw. That the devils and the demons whom they feared with their lives were subject to them. In Christ's name. They had power over the demons in the name of Jesus. With his word. And it wasn't dependent on them. It wasn't up to them. It was all dependent on the one who sent them. It wasn't about their effectiveness or their way of sharing. It was all dependent on the one who sent them. It was all dependent on him, the Lord. They were free to share the word. It was up to him. He was just using them to deliver his word. They were filled with all this joy, this freedom. As they saw the devil cast from his throne every time they proclaimed God's word. And they realized that the harvest really is abundant. The harvest really is plentiful. There are so many people who are lost but want to be saved. They were filled with so much joy. They saw all these wonderful things. They were filled with joy, and they come back to the Lord filled with all this joy about what they saw. And we too, we're filled with joy every time we see the chains loosened off of the one enslaved in sin. Every time we see Satan cast down and beaten. Every time the word of God goes forth, Satan is cast down. He hates it when God's word is proclaimed that Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners, that by his death on the cross, your sins have been atoned for, and by his resurrection from the grave, you have everlasting life in his name. Satan is cast down from his thrones, and we are filled with joy every time we hear the gospel, when we share it with others, when we see people unshackled from their slavery. When we see someone come to faith, we see that baby, or the adult, or that child baptized into God's name, we are filled with the joy. When we see God's family grow, when we see the demons subject, even in the name of Jesus, fills us with a joy to see God's family growing, more and more people coming to follow and believe. But don't rejoice in that. Rejoice because your name is written in the heavens with the blood of the Lamb that nothing can erase. No fear, no worries, no stresses, not even the devil himself can erase your name. Rejoice, for your name is written in the heavens. And the waters of your baptism, God claimed you to be his own. Rejoice. Your name's written in the heavens. Oh, the way of Christ, it's not easy. It's hard. And it will lead you to a cross where it looks like evil wins the day. But we're filled with a joy, a deep and abiding joy that never runs out. It's not dependent on us, but dependent on him and his grace that he has written your name in the heavens. Because you were once so lost. You were once so backwards, so broken, so unsavable, so lost. But then you were found. And God wrote your names in the heavens. Rejoice. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.